Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
So we just want to welcome you all to Brighton Christian Church tonight as we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And let's just direct our hearts to Him in a moment. Father, we thank You for Jesus. We thank You for salvation. We thank You for the hope, the peace, the joy, the grace, and the love that You've given us. So we celebrate this wonderful gift on this evening. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. I want to direct your attention to this video, and it looks like we're going to have a white Christmas, so that's fun.
Isaiah 9:6-7. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness, from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. The biggest thing about Christmas is like we sing together and we come together as family to celebrate what just happened. Jesus was born, and in that his name, Jesus, the one who saves. And in that we have hope, we have peace, we have everything that he promised. So we're going to do some caroling, kind of meddling, maybe. So let's stand up.
Joy, unspeakable joy, the overflowing well, no tongue can tell. Joy, unspeakable joy, rises in my soul, never lets me go. heaven and nature sing, and heaven and heaven and nature sing. Joy to the world, the Savior, and on earth song and
God. Matthew 1:18-25 says, "This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law, and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, 'Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins.'"
All of this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet: "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us." When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus.
Luke 2, 4-7 says, "So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them."
Love incarnate, love divine, star and angels gave this sign. Thou to babe on bended knee, the savior of humanity. To us a child is born, he shall reign forevermore. No.
Come and see what God has done.
praise to the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has come to his people and redeemed them. He has raised up a horn of salvation for us. In the house of his servant David, he has said through his holy prophets long ago, salvation from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us. Show mercy to our ancestors, and to remember his holy covenant, the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to rescue us from his hand of our enemies, and to enable us to serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all our days.
Why don't you tell somebody sitting next to you, Merry Christmas. And you can give them a hug if you'd like as well. Can you hear me? Briefly, I would like to read out of Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 20. And if there's something about tonight that I want you to have deep within your soul are these words. There has been born for you a Savior. There has been born for you a Savior. I want those words to sink deep within your soul this evening. So Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 20, it reads as this. In the same region, there were some shepherds staying out in fields and keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terribly frightened. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. For today in the city of David, there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger. And suddenly there appeared with the angels a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men whom he is pleased." When the angels had gone away from them and into heaven, the shepherds began saying to one another, "Let us go straight to Bethlehem then, and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." So they came in a hurry and found their way to Mary and Joseph and the baby as he was lying in a manger. When they had seen this, they made known the statement which had been told them about this child. And all who heard it wondered at these things and were told by them by the shepherds. But Mary treasured all these things, pondering in her heart. The shepherds went back, glorifying and praising God for all that he had heard, all that they had heard and seen, just as he had been told to them. This evening, I'd like to suggest four appropriate responses to the coming of Christ. Four appropriate responses to this celebration of Christmas. But the first thing is I want you to get this into your soul, that there has been born for you a Savior. And this Savior is the Prince of Peace. There's been born for you a Savior. The first response we see in Matthew, in Luke chapter 2, verse 17, and it says this about the shepherds. The shepherds made known the statement which had been told to them about this child. An appropriate response to Christmas is to make him known. To make him known. The shepherds were the first evangelists in the Christian era. They were humble shepherds who searched for God's sign, the Son of God, Jesus Christ, and they proclaimed what they had seen and what they had heard. We are to make him known to those around us and help them understand that Jesus came to be the Savior for them and for the world. So an appropriate response would be make him known, to be a witness to the true light that has entered into the world. And there's many opportunities as we gather with friends and family to make Jesus Christ known. The second appropriate response to his coming is to be full of wonder concerning our gift in Christ, and to be full of wonder in his coming. His name is Emmanuel, God with us. Why a Savior? Why a Savior? It's a beautiful thing that in the beginning God created man and woman, and he creates the heavens and the earth, but he walks with them in the garden in a perfect state, for eternal state. And then brokenness, sin enters. And then we are in need of a Savior, a reconciler between us and God. And not only does he send forth his word in the Old Testament through the prophets, but he brings the fruit of salvation, the giver of salvation, the object of our salvation in Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, God with us. Are you in wonder of this gift of salvation, of his coming? Verse 18 says, "And all who heard it wondered at the things which were told to them by the shepherd." What was the thing that was told to them by the shepherds? "In the city of David, there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." They were in wonder, in awe of his coming. Other translations say that they were amazed. A word that is become lost in our culture is this word muse. It means to think or wonder about or to gaze thoughtfully. It means to think or wonder or gaze thoughtfully. The word amuse is the negative prefix, which means not to muse, to keep pleasantly occupied, to be entertained, to divert. It implies the attention from a serious thought or pursuits for something light or amusing or lively. Amusements are those things that keep us from thinking seriously about anything. In our culture, Christmas has become a time full of amusements. Those who have heard the shepherd's testimony that a Savior has been born for you. Those that heard the shepherd's testimony, they wondered, they mused, they gazed thoughtfully at the things which were told to them. I pray that you this Christmas would be full of wonder in the midst of all of these amusements, and that you would gaze thoughtfully on Christ and the great thing that has been done for you. The third appropriate response to his coming is treasuring and pondering Christ. Treasuring and pondering Christ. In verse 19, it says this of Mary, "But Mary treasured all these things, pondering them in her heart." What are all these things that she pondered? That there has been born for you a Savior. She treasured them and pondered them. What does this mean in her heart? You probably are wondering, isn't this what you were just saying in the second point? The word ponder, though, is even more intense. It's more intense than wonder. It means to dive beneath the surface and to contemplate, trying to understand. What's being said here is that Mary is meditating on the meaning of it all. She, deeply in thought, is contemplating, meditating the significance of the coming of this child, this Savior. Amongst all the busyness, what will you focus on this Christmas? I suggest that we do what Mary did, that we wait before him and treasure all of these things, pondering them in our heart. What is the significance of a Savior for you? Is it more than mere presents and trees and lights and cookies? I love those. I love them dearly. But what a gift we have. And it's so personal. A Savior has been born for you. We're not celebrating a birthday. Many people have been born. But this particular birth is God's divine intervention for the world. And to go beyond that, he says, for you. God's divine intervention for you. What are the areas in your life where you need divine intervention? It's for you, a Savior. So let's treasure all these things, pondering them in our heart. This is a time to meet with him. His name is Emmanuel, God with us, who came as a child to be with us and now dwells in us. We must not let the outward celebrations and tasks of the season take away from waiting before Christ, treasuring his coming, pondering them in our heart, sitting in his presence, and listening to his still active voice. And finally, the fourth appropriate response to his coming is worship. Worshiping Christ. Verse 20 says, the shepherds went back, glorifying and praising God. You see, here the shepherds, they join the hosts of angels and a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God, saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace among men whom he is pleased. Are you found pleased in Christ? Peace is given. Salvation is given. And our response is worship and praise and adoration. So let this season be a time of glorifying and praising God. Let's take a step back from the busyness of this season and materialism and all the amusements that take place in the world and focus truly on Him by making Him known, by being full of wonder, treasuring and pondering His coming, and worshiping Him. Before we pray, I want to leave you with a challenge of a practical way you can do this. It's Christmas Eve, and we have presents, and we have family, and we have friends, and we have cookies, and I have an apple pie waiting back for me at the house. It's awesome. But I challenge you in the midst of all this, as you sit around with your family, that you would take a moment before you open any presents and you just become thankful to the Lord for the gift that He has given you. Maybe you read Luke chapter 2. Maybe you take 10 minutes of just being with your family in prayer, worshiping and praying and giving thanks and praise for who He is. I challenge you to do that. I challenge you to do that. To allow this great gift to be the center, to muse over Him in the midst of amusements. Amen. Father God, we thank You for the greatest gift on earth. And Lord, You say that a child has been born for our salvation, and we thank You. I thank You that Jesus Christ is more than a man. He is Emmanuel, God with us, our Savior, our Lord, our hope, our salvation. Father, You see all of the things that we struggle with in life, but You have given Him as the gift, the object of our faith. And Father, the church is not the object of our faith, but merely the body of Jesus Christ. And all of us are many members, Lord. And Father, this Christmas, we don't rely on the amusements of the world, or even a religious gathering, but we rely on the person and the work and the salvation of Jesus Christ for each one of us. I thank You that the You is personal, that You said that He is our Savior, that it is a Savior for You, for me, for us, and it's so personal. I thank You that You know us, and You call us sons and daughters. So we worship You, we praise You, and we thank You for this great gift, this great salvation that we look at with awe and wonder. The world has never seen anything like Him, and will never see anything like Him until He comes once again. So we pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Thank You for our salvation. Thank You for our Lord. Thank You for this child, the Savior of the world. Thank you.
At this time, we're going to take communion. And you don't have to be a member of Brighton Christian Church to take communion. But we just ask that that you know and have accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And as we sing this song, come and gather the elements and head back to your chairs. Reminded of who Jesus is in our lives, and Pastor Jake will lead us to take the communion. So, come and go.
Saw it all and said that it was good. The joy was set before your eyes. You knew that you would give your life. You saw it all and said that it was good. Behold, behold the one I love. Has come. Behold, behold the one our King has come. The heavens roared, the earth stood still, his final breath, he tore the veil, the angels sing, holy is his name. Broke the grave, our hope returned, the lost are saved. We lift our voice in never-ending praise. Behold, behold the one our love has come. Behold, behold the one our King has come.
thank you, Father. You are worthy. Along the shoreline in Galilee, Jesus gave a teaching shortly after he had the miracle of the loaves and fish, the multiplication, and the crowds chased him. And he gave a teaching about how he is the bread of life. And in the ancient world, bread is an image of life and sustenance. It's needed daily for survival. And he teaches that we are to eat his flesh and drink his blood. For many that were on the shore side, they said, this is a hard teaching. Who can stand it? Who can understand this? And here he is, Emmanuel, God with us, standing before him. The one who was born in Bethlehem, which means city of bread. And I think of this child, and he's more than a historical figure with flesh and blood. But the angel's proclamation is, for you, a child has been born. The city of bread, Jesus Christ, the bread of life. And I think about the breaking of his body and the multiplication that took place on that day, the salvation, the life that was multiplied not on a hillside but on a cross. So we take this wafer, we take this bread as a symbol of a life multiplied. The Lord Jesus, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's partake, church. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We rejoice in your broken body for us. Jesus Christ, the bread of life. We thank you for this great salvation. In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat the bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Let's partake, church. We thank you, Father. We rejoice. We thank you for the body of Christ, the blood of Jesus, who came in the form of a child. And Father, his goal, his call, was not to stay as a baby, but Lord, it was salvation for the world. The light of the world, the living God, the bread of life. And so we celebrate this Christmas, his coming. And we take communion in remembrance of what he has done. But Lord, we do this not only in remembrance, but until the day he comes again. So this Christmas season, we are full of the love of Christ. We are full of hope and peace because of his death, his resurrection, his coming. But Lord, we're also full of hope. Because yes, he will come soon. And his bride waits. We wait. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
let's all stand and respond in worship.
Beautiful name.
we ask the ushers to help light the candles.
Christmas. So we're going to pray. I'm going to ask you to put your candles out so we don't have any mishaps. So Father God, we thank you that Jesus Christ is the light of the world, our salvation that was given not for humanity in general, but for us specifically. And we thank you for that. Father, may we be in awe, in wonder, meditate and contemplate, Lord, share this truth, this great salvation that has been given to all those that would believe in him. And Father, may we leave this place with joy and peace and gladness and praise and adoration, full of your love for the great gift of salvation found in this child that came 2,000 years ago. The Son of God, Emmanuel, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So, church, as you go, may the Lord bless you and may He keep you. May He cause His face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May He lift His countenance upon you and give you peace this Christmas. Go in the presence of the Lord. Go in Him. We love you and God bless you. Merry Christmas to you all.